This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How is everyone doing? Thanks for tuning in. Oh my gosh, I have such an amazing episode today. Listen, not that other episodes aren't great, because they are, but this episode is going to be so fantastic, you guys. I had the honor and pleasure of interviewing, first of all, let me explain. I don't know if I mentioned this on a prior show, but I'm currently getting getting certified to be an NLP practitioner. What does that mean? Well, in this interview, you're going to find out more about that. I'm getting trained by a guy who has a ton of accolades, beyond credentials, just an all-around nice guy. But yes, we should talk about credentials. So I'm getting trained in something called NLP. It's called Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's a lot of things that, it's based in psychology, and therapists use it. People who do hypnosis use it. It's kind of like positive reinforcement to get you in a pattern of positive thinking. There's a basis in that. There's a basis in like communication skills, reading other people's body language, and that kind of thing. It's really great. Dr. Matthew James is his official full name. I call him Dr. Matt. That's what he prefers his students call him. He's really great. And so I had the honor and privilege of interviewing Dr. Matt when he was in town not too long ago. And it was just a really great interview, because I asked him if we could talk about how all of these things, NLP, the communication, the body language, all these things relate to dating. Because, listen, dating, all dating is really is communication. You know, mix a little communication in with a little bit of intimacy and attraction and all those things is dating. And so since communication, body language, and all these things are NLP, I'm like, it just seems natural that there would be some sort of correlation between the two. So Dr. Matt graciously agreed to be on my show to talk about those things. So let me just give you a quick rundown of who this awesome individual is that's training me in these fantastic things. Okay, here we go. Okay, Matthew B. James, MA, PhD, is president of the Empowerment Partnership, where he serves as master trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, a practical behavioral technology for helping people achieve their desired results in life. He references Tony Robbins a few times during the interview, too. Tony Robbins does some of that. It's kind of motivational speaking in some ways. There's a lot of things mixed into it. he does seminars and cultural trainings throughout the U.S. and Canada. Due to his expertise on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, indigenous cultures, and his research on forgiveness, Dr. Matt is a regular contributor at the Huffington Post and Psychology Today blogs. He is often quoted in magazines, newspapers, and has been featured on Fox News, CNN Headline News, and many other TV and radio shows around the world, including the Dating Advice Girl radio show. I just threw that last one in. That is not officially in his bio. But yeah, he's an international speaker. He grew up in Hawaii and uses some of his energy healing, consciousness teachings, and mental health and well-being, things that he's learned while growing up in Hawaii or spending a lot of time in Hawaii. He integrates that into his practice as well and teachings. There's so much more to say about Dr. Matt. You can find him on Twitter at Dr. Matthew James. And so, you guys, without further ado, again, this interview kind of lays it all out. If you want to get better at dating and, you know, get some positive, just be more positive about the dating process, listen to this interview. Listen to it twice, three times if you have to. There's a few things we talk about: reframing a breakup. So reframing is a technique used in NLP. And basically, if you can't get past an ex, over an ex, if you reframe the negative things you're thinking about that ex or that relationship, you can reframe it so that it's positive and you have positive thoughts about it. A lot of great stuff. We're talking about flirting and how you can tell if someone's flirting with you. Great interview. Let's just start it up. Let me just say off the bat, let me apologize. We shot this in Santa Monica. There will be video as well, so the video is great. I was very proud of this video, the video portion of this, because we have a backdrop of, like, you know, the beach, Santa Monica Beach, and it's, like, really beautiful and all these things, and hair is blowing in the wind and stuff. Having said that, that wind I just mentioned that's blowing hair, it adds, there's a little, you can hear the wind in the interview. It's not such a distraction, but just be aware you will hear wind in this interview. Like I said, though, it's a great interview. You will hear it. You will be able to hear the audio, and the video will go up, and the video is way clearer. So here we go. Without further ado, this is me and Dr. Matt talking about NLP and dating. Hey guys, Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here with the fabulous Dr. Matt. He is president of the Empowerment Partnership, NLP. What is that? Well, he's the man that's going to tell us what NLP is, and actually I'm getting certified in it. He's going to tell you what that means and how it relates to dating, because that's what I do. You guys know. Okay, so welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
How are you doing, Dr. Matt?
I'm doing good. Just got back from my vacation, so really chilled out and relaxed right now. It was really nice.
Oh, well, welcome back to work.
Yeah, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So as I said before, Dr. Matt has been training me and thousands of others in getting certified in NLP. Dr. Matt, what is this NLP that I keep talking about?
Well, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it was created back in the 70s, and it was based on how people communicate. So Richard Bandler and John Grinder discovered that successful people communicate in a specific way. And NLP is just basically, how do you get better at communicating with someone? Verbally, non-verbally, with specific words, with tonality, with body language, with everything.
That's great. And I know a lot of people who could use some help with all of that.
Yes.
Especially the verbal, actually all of it, non-verbal too.
Oh, yeah.
Tonality, oh my God, some people have no idea what their tone is when they're talking to each other.
Big time.
Especially in dating.
Oh, yeah. In dating, body language is huge. I mean, there are so many books out there on the body language of flirting, the body language of being excited and being connected with someone.
Mm-hmm.
NLP looks at that, and how do you become successful with it? And that's the importance of NLP.
That's great, and that's a really great summary, because we were actually talking about how do we condense it, because it's not just like one sentence. That was a great summary, and I think that's pretty easy to understand. There's some foundations in psychology in there too, so as we talk about dating and all of these kind of things, you're going to hear a little bit of these things that are like, what, that sounds like school stuff, you know, but it's true. But we're going to break it down so it's easy to understand.
Okay, part two, here we go. Moving on.
Okay, so Dr. Matt, there is this thing in NLP called
mirroring and rapport.
Yes.
So I love this one because I think we all kind of do it in a weird way, but we don't usually use a word associated with it. In terms of dating, how could that help someone if they were to, like, mirror someone? First of all, let's talk about what mirroring is.
Okay.
And then we'll see. Let's talk about how you could use it with people you're going out with.
Okay. So matching and mirroring, which is the basis of rapport, is having a similar body language. That's
so,
the easiest way to look at it.
Okay, so similar body language. This is how I'm going to try to guess.
Perfect. So this would be matching and mirroring. You see kids doing this. You see people, if you ever see a couple and they're really connected with each other, you see them both leaning in while they're talking.
Totally.
Or they both lean back together at the same time. That's called matching and mirroring. The reason why that's important with dating is because you want to, at an early stage of getting to know someone, get into a better level of rapport to create that deeper level of trust and to see if that's the person that's right for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, as a doctor of psychology, in every study that I've read, body language speaks the loudest. And if you see two people on a date and one of them's leaning back and the other one's leaning forward, one's looking, you know immediately from a physiological perspective, nothing's going to happen.
Well, and it's so funny because I literally can't go anywhere without looking at couples and being like, or, oh, that's cute. You know, because so many times, especially, like, I can always tell if something's a first date.
Right.
If I'm out, you know, out to lunch or something and I see a couple and one of them's, like, kind of looking down the whole time or just, like you said, arms crossed or something,
right.
It's like, I don't think this is going well. It really makes me sad when I see that with couples that look established, though.
Yeah.
That makes me so sad because it's like, oh, no. Like, they're totally, like, disconnected from each other in some way.
Right. And you can do this consciously. You can actually, when you're on a date with someone. Now, the key here is to avoid mimicking.
Yeah,
when people
yeah.
first learn NLP, they think it's all about mimicking. So I'm moving my hands while I'm talking. If you did it at the same time, I would notice it.
You'd
and
be
it
like,
would be
what is she doing?
Right.
What is she doing right now?
So it's really simple. You're on a date. The guy leans back. You wait a few moments, and you just, in the most comfortable way, you lean back. Or if the person touches their face, you could do that later on.
Okay.
And so it's the idea of creating a similarity on the physical level to open up that rapport. And that's the easiest way to approach it.
Oh, that's really good.
People overcomplicate this, and it's actually really simple.
But it's so funny. I actually think during the training I mentioned this. It's interesting because in my experiences, I have usually been somewhat of a leader. And so even in college or something, when there's like group projects and that kind of thing, if I would go like this or anything like that, everyone would do it.
Right.
But I don't think people are aware that they're doing it.
No, they're not aware. And when I teach trainings, and I teach about 1,000 people a year or so, I'll tell people to stop and look to the left and right, and you'll see people automatically doing this. Legs will be crossed, two people next to them, legs are crossed, maybe in a different way.
Yeah.
And you can immediately see that they're beginning to establish rapport. And we do this unconsciously. We don't do it with conscious intention.
So you're saying we do it unconsciously, but if somebody wanted to do it consciously, it's an unconscious way to establish some sort of connection with somebody?
It is. Tony Robbins, everything that Tony Robbins does is based on NLP, the bulk of it. And when I took my training with him back in the 80s, he told a story of he was on a date, and there was a lady sitting across. He was on a date, not a date with a woman. He was on like a dinner date with a guy, and they're talking business, but there was a woman that he really liked.
Like a bro date.
Yeah, it was a bro date. And I don't want to get Tony in trouble there.
No, it's okay.
So there was a lady that was apparently in peripheral vision, and he just started matching and mirroring her. She would touch her hair, he would touch his hair, and he tells a story about how all of a sudden she's looking at him, and they made this connection.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it was because just in her awareness, he was matching and mirroring her physiology, and it caught her attention.
It's so creepy, isn't it?
It's
like kind of Twilight Zone stuff, you guys. But there is something to all of this. Again, psychology, really, it's just kind of like interpersonal skills in some weird way, or social skills on an unconscious level. Am I murdering a description of this, Dr.
Matt? Oh, no, not at all. From developmental psychology, kids do it naturally. You see kids on the playground, you know they're learning how to do this when they come home and they start mimicking everything you're doing.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You say you should stop, and they say you should stop.
Totally.
And a good parent,
I know adults who do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. They do it intentionally. But then a good parent says, that's annoying, and they learn how to tone it back, and then everything becomes really simple after that.
That was so great. I love this stuff. I love it so much. Okay, here we go. Reframing the breakup. Here we go.
Okay, so reframing. I love this one because so many times in our lives we have something that we can't get past, something that's happened in our lives that maybe keeps us in a negative space, especially with dating. The first thing that comes to mind is people who, singles who are stuck on an ex or make it so that, oh, all women are like this or all men are like this because my ex was like this. Right. How could somebody reframe? Well, first let's talk about reframing, okay. But also I want to give people a real example of how they could reframe a bad breakup so that it's not like, you know, limiting their potential to find amazing partners.
I've gotten to work with people who are wanting to get into a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest patterns that I've seen over the past 20 years, it's people that carry the baggage from the previous relationship into the next one.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. So then you have, and I have a friend that's like this, where he's with a different woman, I don't know, every 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but it's the same woman.
Totally know what you're talking about.
Different name, mm-hmm. you know, different hair color.
Just interchange.
But just, you're just uh-huh. interchanging it, and it's the same, what is it saying? Same stuff, different day.
There you go.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that people don't get over the baggage side of it. They don't
yes.
take the learning from it. Reframing is, how do we look at a negative situation and find the positive?
Love it.
Okay, so you get dumped.
Yes.
And you find out that the person that you were with has certain opinions of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Some people sit there and they hold on to the negative of it.
Forever.
They go, I will never let someone treat me like that again. The
mm-hmm.
problem is you create that in the next relationship.
Right.
Reframing is, what's the silver lining? What
yes.
is the big lesson that you got from this? Do you learn that you need to be more upfront in the beginning of the relationship?
Sure.
Do you need to get better at communication and saying, here's what's important to me in a relationship?
Yeah.
The best advice that I can give on this,
yes.
and having worked with a bunch of couples on this, make a list of all the things that are the greats.
Yes.
And then for each of them,
mm-hmm.
what's the positive?
Love it.
What is your lesson from it? What did you learn from it? What's the takeaway? And
yes.
the positive for you, not the, well, that person was an awful individual. What's the takeaway for you? Because some people think that. They think that's a reframe. That reframing it is, well, that person was psychotic. Okay, that's not a reframe. A reframe is, maybe I need to be clear up front with what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've done that and you figure out all the things that you got out of that,
yes.
then begin to focus in on what are you looking for, not what are you trying to avoid.
I love it, and I do it in my workshops. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
What are you looking for,
right.
and not what do you not want?
Yeah.
Because then you put that out in the universe, what you don't want, so then you get more of what you don't want.
My son is 15, and I taught him, how do you pick up on the cues of women interested in you?
Oh, what are at certain... 15.
Yeah, I did. I had to, man. If my father had done that, I would have been like, really happy. So I
teach him early. It's good.
It is. And I said, you know, the most important thing, Ethan, is how do you determine what type of girl you want to be with? And
mm-hmm.
he was asked to prom. He's a freshman. And a senior asked him
Aww.
To prom. And he didn't go.
What?
Yeah. And he said, because it's not the right woman. It's not the right woman for me. It's not the
He's
girl
how old?
That I, 15.
That's amazing. But I wouldn't expect any less from you.
I think
your son, of course, is more experienced and knows a lot of things.
I was so proud of him. I'm like, no. He's like, no, because he goes, I know what I want. And that's the thing. Once you've figured out, here's the baggage. What did I learn from it? Now, what do you really want? What do you want
yes.
in a relationship? And you focus in on that. And don't settle. And don't settle for anything.
Don't settle, everybody, please. Yeah. And the whole reframing.
Okay, so we're just going to jump ahead because the wind got a little crazy at that point. Actually, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to jump into flirting. I love it. And how to notice if someone's flirting with you. And then we're going to wrap it up. Seriously, there's not enough time in this show for all the amazingness in this interview. Anyway, stay tuned, you guys. We'll be back with much, much more with Dr. Matt.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your delight with the right man.
listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, so we are back, everybody. We're back. That's right. Just like my friend there, DJ Ravenwolf just said, you're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. We're jumping back into the interview so we don't run out of time. We're talking to Dr. Matt James, NLP Master Practitioner, President of the Empowerment Partnership, and all around nice guy, telling us how NLP and communication and, you know, watching people's behavior and body language and stuff will help you in dating. So we're jumping to sensory acuity, something called sensory acuity, which he's going to explain, and flirting and how watching people's body language and stuff can help you with flirting. Here we go.
Okay, so Dr. Matt, there's this thing that I'm learning in my studying of NLP right now called sensory acuity.
Yes.
I love this because it is kind of like the show. You've referenced the show a few times, that show Lie to Me that was on several years ago. So good. It's about like reading facial,
yes,
facial movements and things. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that is and how we can maybe use it with flirting.
Okay. Sensory acuity is a fancy way of saying you see that something has changed outside of you. So you're looking at someone and you notice that there's a difference. Their face turns red. If you've ever been embarrassed in your life,
never.
Face turns red. Never.
Never, you guys.
I have amazing color shifts. I'll be teaching and someone will say something crazy. You were there and I'll have like a fun color shift.
I saw it a couple of times.
Yeah. And that can happen to anyone. Noticing that, that's all sensory acuity. So you notice that there's a difference.
Okay.
The show Please Lie to Me, this guy has really good sensory acuity and he's also memorized what certain facial expressions mean. If you don't spend the time to memorize it, you can't tell if someone's lying.
Of course. So like the first time you meet somebody, you don't know what's normal for them or not or whatever.
Right. And so it's kind of difficult. I get people that ask me all the time, I'm single, I want to know, is this person I'm dating being truthful? Okay, that takes time to get to figure that one out. You learn the person, you can see what they look like when they're not being truthful, see what they look like when they're being truthful, then you could use sensory acuity.
And even then, it could be difficult.
It could be very difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, even the guy that is gifted at this, the TV show is based on, he still makes mistakes.
Of course.
I prefer to do this with flirting.
Yes. Me too.
This is, so my son, right? He gets into high school, and I said to him, if I can share with you anything, because he's a good kid, he's got really good values, treats women really well, and that's important to me. So I said, I want to teach you how you know when someone's flirting.
I love it. I love this.
And he was like, go for it, Dad. I'm like, okay. So the problem is that most people don't spend the time to learn what flirting looks like. Mm. And they're so doubtful of themselves. Is this person flirting with me?
Yes.
You never know, you know, your fear's up, your nervousness.
Yeah.
But if you're watching two people, you can immediately tell.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said to him, the first thing you do is learn what flirting looks like. What does it look like when a woman looks at you a certain way? When she talks a certain way? When she does the head bob? And you see it with your friends. So you see your friends do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moment you see it with you,
mm-hmm,
notice it, recognize it.
Yes.
And then I said,
self-awareness.
Awareness. And then I said, then do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Flirt back and see if there's a shift in her color. You know, does she giggle? Does she do something? I said,
because, or does she back away?
Or does she back away and you were completely off base?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, the key is to learn what, number one, flirting looks like.
Yes.
Gain an awareness of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then begin to take baby steps when you see that in your direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Test the water. Realize you're going to miss sometimes and realize that you're going to make it sometimes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I mean, I usually say, like in workshops, people have asked me this question too, and just from a dating perspective, sensory acuity, I guess it's more like actions though, but I guess, like you said, if someone blushes, that's sensory acuity, mm-hmm, but also if someone like does some sort of, I guess, like touching the other person,
right,
that kind of stuff, is that a different category though?
No, and see, that's the area where you're more of an expert. I mean, I remember back to when I was becoming a doctor, they talked about the psychology of flirting and
how... Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of
getting
course.
Your doctorate.
Yeah, they talk about it.
That's something they teach.
They talk about it in developmental psychology as teenagers, the body language and all of that.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Girls twisting their hair.
Totally.
Guys laughing, mm-hmm. you know, standing with their chest blurred, you know. So there are basic things that you can look up online. And
yeah.
Those are flirting signs.
Yes.
I think the biggest thing is being able to recognize it, though.
Yes.
So you learn what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing it that, yeah, okay, so she reached out and she touched your arm.
Yes.
Does that mean that she's being friendly? Does it mean that she's flirting?
Mm-hmm.
And then learning how to test the water with that and get confident in your ability to recognize it and pick up on it.
Okay, so I'm just going to fast forward a little bit. Again, my apologies for the wind. It really picked up at that point. But again, this is all on video, and the video audio is fantastic. We're going to go to the summary here, and we just kind of wrap up Dr. Matt's things that he thinks you should remember, most important things from this interview in terms of dating and NLP and body language and communication, all these things. Here we go.
Okay, so Dr. Matt, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. Seriously, I love this conversation. It could go on way longer than 30 minutes, and it will because you've told me already, unless you were, you told me you're going to be back on the show.
I'll be back on the show.
Yay! Because, yeah. I mean, seriously, each thing we've talked about, there's like, I could do each of those in one show. Like, each of those could be a show.
Yeah.
So do you have any final thoughts or anything that we've already discussed that you want to, like, you know, drive home to the audience, like, that would help them with dating?
I think the biggest thing is learning how to overcome the previous baggage.
Yes.
You can learn skills. There's a book called The Slight Edge. It's a really amazing book, and it talks about the fact that there are diets that are out there that work,
mm-hmm.
but most people don't work the diet. There are processes to get wealthy, to become successful,
mm-hmm.
but most people don't work them because of their own blocks.
Mm-hmm.
The Slight Edge basically says that the people that are successful,
mm-hmm.
and even in dating,
yes.
are the ones that discover what they want. They have a philosophy, they stick with it, and they go for it, as
Love
opposed
it.
To saying the technique didn't work, that flirting, or that dating advice
didn't work. Whatever the excuse is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the whole part about figuring out what was the baggage that you had from the previous, what is your lesson from that, the learning, and what do you really want in a relationship?
What do you want? Not what you don't want.
Not what you don't want. What do you actually want with someone?
Yes.
Getting clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I go back to what I teach my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter's 8. She's already begun to ask certain questions about boys, and that's kind of scary.
Tough,
when my son
tough.
Was asking, I'm like, yeah, my daughter, I'm like,
no, not
too early.
That.
Sorry, that's just... But you know, it's the same thing that I said to my son.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got to learn what you want,
mm-hmm.
and you got to learn where to find it, and then begin to build up the confidence.
Confidence.
To communicate with individuals.
Communication.
That's NLP. NLP is all about communication. How do you get better at communicating with yourself,
mm-hmm.
with others,
mm-hmm.
communicating with self, looking at problems in a different way, communicating
yes,
with others, getting better at body language,
yes.
rapport, sensory acuity.
Yes.
All of those things are extremely important.
I love it, and you're so right, and it's so funny going back to the whole writing down,
mm-hmm.
Making a list of what you want. The last dating workshop I did, there were probably about 50 people there, and I said, okay, everybody, so raise your hands. How many of you have made a list or at least sat and thought about the things you're looking for in a
mm-hmm.
partner? And I think out of 50, like 3 people raised their hands. And I mean, that's normal. No judgment. That's normal, but I've made it my job to try to help singles get clear on what they're looking for.
Right.
And because, I mean, it's just try it yourselves. Like, write down even just a list of 5 things that you'd really like in a partner. Not necessarily aesthetic things, like he has to be 6'4". Oh, no, because blue eyes.
Fast forwarding.
Right.
Anyway, maybe I will do a singles event. I don't know. Anyway, final thoughts. Is there anything else? That was all great. You gave some great ones. Is there anything else you want to leave people with before you give your website and everything?
The only other thing that I want to leave people with is I have learned over the years that there is someone out there for each individual. Someone that
totally
fulfills
agree.
Them. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally,
yes.
physically, there is someone.
Yes.
And it's the same thing that I've told people that I've worked with one-on-one. For some people, you find it really early. For
mm-hmm.
some people, you find that person later on in life.
Right.
When you find that person.
Mm-hmm. Or people.
Celebrate it.
Yeah.
Celebrate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay, I love it. Okay, Dr. Matt, you're the best. Okay, where can people find you and all your stuff?
Well, NLP.com. Neuro-linguistic programming, so NLP.com.
Super easy.
Or DrMatt.com. DrMatt.com. Schedule events is there. We run NLP trainings all around the country. So.
And other countries?
Yeah, we go to Canada, and I've gone down to Australia. We're focusing on the U.S. right now. So,
awesome. Yeah. We might need the most help, so it's good your services are mostly here.
Yes.
That's right. You're on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook. I think if you type in Dr. Matt, D-R-M-A-T-T, I'll show up on Facebook, the company, and my personal page.
Yes.
And then if you go to drmatt.com, all the links for YouTube. I got videos on there on rapport, how do you establish rapport, sensory acuity.
He's a little bit of a superstar, too, because during the training, there was like a whole row of people that were like, oh, it's Dr. Matt in the flesh. I was like,
and it's true. He is a superstar. Dr. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show. You guys, thanks so much for listening. I am the dating advice girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Oh, and Dr. Matt's Twitter again is at Dr. Matthew James. Check him out there. I'll be tweeting the crap out of this episode myself. So there you go, you guys. Thanks for listening. And thanks again, Dr. Matt. See you guys next time.